Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 17, 2024. The Creator knows everything. Question: today our feelings are based on vessels of reception. At what point can we trust the heart to work from the desire to bestow? How can we avoid deceiving ourselves? Answer: act as best you can. The Creator does not require more from you. He knows all your intentions, thoughts, and abilities. He understands them clearly. There are no options here to go around the Creator or to do anything differently, just open ourselves directly to Him. Comment: of course, you cannot deceive Him. But it turns out that we are deceiving ourselves and do not even understand it. My response: ask the Creator, just in case, to open you and see what is inside you. As it is said, "Thou hast hemmed me in behind and before." You must ask the Creator to open your heart and mind to you, to correct them, and to bring them closer to Him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 28, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, Mind and Heart. The correct reaction. Question: if a person has fear, he or she must strengthen their faith in the Creator. If the fear is not leveled, one should not ask for it to be taken away because it comes from the Creator. In this case, how do we work with fear correctly? Answer: it does not matter. You can even ask the Creator to take away the fear and annul it. Even better, ask Him to raise you above this fear. This is the most important. It is good when you can react like that. Question: but I do not want to fear the Creator, I want to be like Him, to adhere to Him, and to love Him. Is it possible to replace fear with love? Answer: no, because we're egoists. There must be fear first, and then love. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 23, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam concerning fear that sometimes comes upon a person. A small but common achievement. Question: we're egoists. How can you moderate your egoism that wants everything at once and be content with a small but common achievement for everyone? Answer: we perform many actions and turn to the Creator with many requests. Each of them, as it were, returns to us. Thus, we divide what we receive from the Creator into small parts, and little by little, we receive for His sake. That is how we gradually get closer to the Creator, in the ten, and not each individually. We must reach the Creator in the state where we can beg Him to give us a small part of His light, which we can endure to receive for the sake of bestowal. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 1, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. In the sweat of your face shall you eat bread, Part 2. Who benefits from a prayer? Comment: during the pandemic, the power of prayer was tested in several parts of the globe. In most of the studies, it turned out that the prayer did not have a significant effect in preventing death or the severity of COVID-19. My response: this is what was supposed to be proven. Question: so tell us, does prayer help or not? Answer: prayer helps. It helps the one who is uttering it and also the one for whose sake it is uttered. Question: what prayer does the Creator hear? Answer: the Creator hears a prayer that comes from an open heart. It means, the more natural the prayer, the closer it is to the Creator. Comment: one that is not written somewhere in prayer books. Answer: yes, of course, no printed or written words whatsoever. Question: just from myself? Answer: yes. Question: in what cases can one raise such prayer? I understand that it is hard to do on demand. In general, in what cases can one raise such prayer? Answer: in cases of real suffering and when these sufferings are closer to natural sufferings, mothers, children, or close friends, this kind. Question: does it mean that there should be some connection? There should be a connection with someone, and then I can truly sense all of it. Answer, yes. Question, and the Creator hears such a prayer? Answer, the Creator hears such a prayer and it advances correction. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 18, 2023. Portions of upper light. Question. I am capable of more effort. I feel it, but cannot do it for some reason. How can a person use their full potential? Answer. Just exert with all you have to unite with your friends and from your friends to the Creator. Comment. I feel like I can do anything, but in the end they are mere specks. Answer. No, these are not specks. These are sparks, small portions of upper light that should be cherished. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 1, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. In the sweat of your face shall you eat bread, Part 2. Between holiness and impurity. Man is discerned as having three bodies. 1. The inner body, which is a clothing for the soul of Kedusha, holiness. 2. Klipat, shell of, Nogah. 3. The serpent's skin, Baal HaSulam, Shemati 247, a thought is regarded as nourishment. Question, what role does Klipat Nogah play in correction? Answer, Klipat Nogah is between holiness, Kedusha, and impurity, Klipat, and facilitates correction by sometimes being in Kedusha and sometimes in Klipa. With its help, we correct creation. Question, how do the desires and thoughts of the Klipat Nogah differ from the snake skin, and do you even need to learn to discern them in yourself? Answer, this will happen gradually, like in small children who still do not discern anything and then begin to feel more and more all kinds of nuances that exist in every desire, in every action. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 27, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. A thought is regarded as nourishment. In a single field. We are all in a single field, like permanently connected particles. But this original connection of ours is like an electronic circuit that exists, and that is it. How it will work and what program it will carry out is up to us. When you buy a computer, you do not resolder circuits or change any boards, they already exist. But how to load the computer, what program it will run, and what data it will calculate is up to you. That is what we do. We do not even install a program in this system. It works on its own. It leads all parts of creation that are connected into a single organism called Adam, a single system, to feel this general connection. There are two states in the application of this program, in which we must feel ourselves in a single connection. We either walk and with every step, the system pushes us forward, that is, it evokes in us some negative impulses that we involuntarily have to overcome because we feel pain as if we are receiving an electric shock as we yell ouch, and run somewhere in the direction opposite to the shock. In this way, we create some kind of connection, but it is an unwanted awakening between us. On we realize that we are in a relationship with this system that is manifested now in all humanity, at all levels of our connection. We see our disagreement with the integral connection, this is called crisis. In the end, we must agree with the way we are connected, all together, into one single system, completely interconnected in friendship and love, in which all our desires, thoughts, and properties will be directed only by the original work of the system so that we do not harm it with our egoism, but correct the ego to become a good interaction. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Single Field, December 27, 2011. The importance of the article The Last Generation. Question. In the article The Last Generation, Balhasulam asks us to imagine that today we found a certain historical book describing the last generation that will live 10,000 years from now, and that this book explains all the wisdom of statesmanship as well as all the paths of the individual and society realized at the end of days. What does this mean? Are we talking about a Kabbalistic or some other book? Answer: precisely about Kabbalistic books. Of course, you can look through other books, but it is a foolish idea. Question: in which Kabbalistic book can one learn about statesmanship? Answer: in principle, very little is written about that. But Balhasulam wrote such books. Question: as far as I understand, The Last Generation is the only article in which he described what all the structures of the state should be like when some people are already in a corrected state, how the courts, social services, etc. will work. Why did he not publish these articles? Did he not have time? Did he not want to? Answer: I think he thought it was too early to publish them. Only 50 to 60 years after they had been written did they reach us and we began to publish them. They came to me through his eldest son Baruch Ashlag, my teacher. He gave me the originals, which are now kept in the archive. Question: but did you and your teacher talk about these articles? Did you study them? Answer: we did not study them, but we talked about the subject. From CabTV's Era of the Last Generation, February 4, 2024.